Mayor Sherelle Parker has proposed a new multi-billion dollar budget for Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald breaks down some of the details from the nearly $7 billion spending blueprint.
Mayor Parker's budget plan includes spending to support for her homeless initiative, an effort that aims to add 1,000 new beds in both city-owned and leased facilities. To pay for that, Budget Director Sabrina Maynard says there will be an additional 2% added to the cost of running a hotel room in the city.
This is something that would bring in about $20 million a year to fund about $20 million a year in new service. Our ambitious goal is to end street homelessness in Philadelphia.
Finance Director Rob Dubose says the budget is dependent on federal funding and no longer has the Biden-era COVID recovery money to fall back on.
We got $1.4 billion, which was an essential lifeline for us. We were required under the act that sent that money to us to spend it by the end of the middle of last fiscal year. So that's gone. That was a really big help.
The budget also calls for a quarter tax on each delivery of goods from the likes of Amazon and Walmart, along with a 20-cent ride share tax to support school funding, and a mandate that out-of-city merchants collect an additional 2% tax on sales to city residents. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill discussed her proposed spending plan and budget with WHYY. She says her fiscal plan will help restore financial stability and lower rising costs of basic necessities for New Jersey residents, which are going up nationwide.
All of this is set on those kitchen table issues. And what people are focused on in New Jersey is costs, their kids, and accountability for the government. And that's what I'm focused on.
Months of negotiations and deal-making are ahead to get the fiscal plan finalized. New Jersey must have a budget in place by July 1st. Finally, World Cafe Live has filed for bankruptcy. On Tuesday, the famous Philly music venue filed for Chapter 11 protection, which allows it to continue operating while it restructures its debt. Court filings indicate World Cafe Live owes millions to creditors. The venue recently faced a shutdown by the city for tax delinquency.